views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. Very excited today because I'm beginning I have a few months of introducing you to Women of Wisdom presenters, people who are going to be giving workshops at our conference, which is February 12th through the 16th. And it's beginning today. I actually just approved our brochures at the printer, and we will have in our hand next week. It's very exciting. So my first guest is Donna Stellhorn. She's a professional astrologer and feng shui expert with more than 20 years' experience. She's author of 11 books, including Feng Shui Form. Her latest book is Chinese Astrology 2015, Year of the Wood Sheep. This is the fourth in the series and now the third best-selling Chinese astrology series in the world. She has been heard on the Coast to Coast AM with George Nui and is a board member of the National Council for Geocosmic Research in San Diego. Now, you can read more about her on her website, donnastellhorn.com. So welcome, Donna.
Hi, Chris. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to find out about the Year of the Sheep. It's always fun to, you know, these Chinese astrology, you know, and I know you're going to be giving a workshop at the conference on this topic of Chinese astrology 2015 and how to, the keys to have your best year ever. So let's talk about first, what is going to be different in 2015 with the Year of the Sheep moving out of, which we're still in, the Year of the Horse?
Yes, we're shifting from horse energy to the Year of the Sheep, and this is a big shift for a lot of people. Now, every year, one of these animals is highlighted, and the qualities of that animal kind of infuse the energy. So in our current year, horse, you know, everything's about moving fast and moving with the herd and trying to keep up. And then we're going to shift next February to this wood sheep, this energy of the sheep where we're looking for security, we're looking for the better grass, we're looking for calmness. We want to find people that we feel comfortable with. We're not going to rush so much. We want to nurture ourselves and find ways to live in peace and harmony.
I like that. We don't want to rush so much because things have been feeling like we're on a fast horse track doing the race, you know, this year. So it sounds a little more comforting what you're talking about.
Yes. And the energy shifts to not just the interest in comfort, but also that interest in security and coming home a little bit more. More home cooking, more of the idea of let's invite the neighbors over and have a talk in our living room as opposed to rushing from meeting to meeting.
Yes. And that's kind of what we've been doing, rushing. And what you're talking about is like, you know, focusing on building community, being with your community, your families or people in, you know, your friends, neighborhood.
Yes. Picture the sheep or even like the mountain goats climbing with their buddies to these places of great vistas where they can see far and eat that tender grass. And so it's about how can I improve my life, but in a gentle fashion, you know, and there's a little periods of work, you know, when we're climbing to that better area, but there's also that just that beauty and wonder of being able to see from such a high up place.
So, yeah, so that's giving you some, giving us some insight. So how are we going to be able to use this energy for our benefit? What do people need to be aware of?
Well, each sign interacts with this energy differently. So some of the signs will be in lots of harmony with this energy. They have an understanding of how to slow down. And other signs, not so much. So for example, those born in the year of the sheep, they're actually going to be entering a seed planting year. They're quite in harmony with the energy, but they're going to be starting this new 12-year cycle. And so there's a need here for them to say, well, what new things can I try? What new jobs can I consider? What new places could I want to live someday? Who new do I want to interact with? How can I incorporate more of the things that I love into my daily life? And so during this seed planting time, those born in the year of the sheep, the more new things they try, the more opportunities they're going to have during that 12-year cycle.
And where do you find out, you know, is this something you have on your website where people can find out what year they were born in?
Yes, yes. And if they get it confused at all about it, just email me at donna@donnastellhorn.com, and I will send you the information.
Yeah, because I know it's not, you know, by our year. It's the Chinese calendar, so it's not even the same every year, if I remember right.
Correct. It corresponds with the new moon, and so it runs from about mid-January to mid-February for where Chinese New Year falls. And in 2015, it's going to fall on the 19th of February.
Okay, just after Woman of Wisdom Conference. So so we can use me as an example. I'm the year of the ox, and which you emailed me that I could have a tough year. I don't want to believe that because I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, and that's why I'm coming, so I can tell people how not to have the tough year. You know, when you go out to Chinese astrology websites, they're going to tell you that poor ox is going to have problems. Now, the reason is that ox sits exactly opposite of sheep. And so the world's attention is on sheep's energy and ignoring poor ox, which means that ox has to speak up to get the help and support that other signs are getting. But the good news is that ox will be entering the harvest period of their 12-year cycle. That means that the schooling is over, the learning process is over. Now it's time to take action and start to reap the benefits of those 12 years, of the previous 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, I can definitely relate to that. And so is there anything else, any other interesting tidbits about the year of the sheep or other, what other signs might people need to be aware of?
Well, you know, the couple of signs that are quite challenged by sheep are tiger, because tiger has a lot of energy, you know. When I think of tiger, I think of like Tigger the Tiger, you know, bounce, 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 bounce. It's a combination of that, but also the tiger kind of waiting in the trees or in the bushes, waiting to pounce. And this is very different than docile sheep energy. And so tiger has to kind of dial it back a little bit. When tiger goes into, say, oh, you know, I want to start this business or let's get this relationship going, the sheep energy is going to shy away. So tiger needs to calm down a little bit, as well as my own sign, rat. A rat is about speed and business and, you know, jumping at every single opportunity. And we also have to dial it back a little bit, because even though we can't cause sheep to scatter like a tiger can, we can be sometimes so energetic that we're losing our audience and that we're losing the support and the people around us who could be of help.
Mm-hmm. I know some rat people.
Yes. You know, of all the signs of the Chinese zodiac, I was like, oh, you know, why couldn't that be one of the cute animals? You know, like
Well, I think there's a story that the ox was going to go into heaven first, but the rat was on top of the ox and jumped over its back. Is there some truth to that story?
There's several stories. There is even the story that the rat told the cat that the whole gathering was going to be on a different day. So the cat took a nap, and the rat ran ahead. And so the cat didn't even make it into the 12 animals. So, yes, quite a few different stories, depending on the country.
Uh-huh. That rat, boy.
Yes.
Well, so one of the things is too about having a better year, about taking a few quick steps towards your goals. And I know, you know, as we go into a new year, we often think about our goals, and you know, especially now we're coming into our holiday times and you know, approaching January, not that far away. So what do you have to say about that?
Well, what I do in my Chinese astrology book is I add feng shui. And feng shui, many people are familiar with this. What it is in a nutshell is altering your environment to support your goals. Now, every year, it seems now, scientists are getting on the bandwagon of feng shui. I mean, it seems like every day there's another study telling us how affected we are by our environment. The things in our environment affect our energy, our mood, and ultimately our decision-making. And now, of course, you know, marketing and people who want to sell us things, they're really good at feng shui. I mean, everything from the color of the packaging to the layout of the store, all guiding us to a decision they want us to make. Well, with feng shui, what we can do is take that power in our hands, and we can shift our own environment to empower ourselves for our goals. So, for example, things like what's in your entryway. When you come into your house, or when a friend comes to you, over to your house, what's the energy in your entryway, and how is that supporting your goals? So we talk a lot about that in the book. You know, different things they can do for different areas of your life. You know, love, money.
Yeah, and a lot of that's in fact. It's interesting you combine the two. Well, this is Chris Danish. You're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk more with Donna Stellhorn.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Donna Stellhorn. She is one of our Woman Wisdom presenters, going to be doing a workshop on 2015 Chinese astrology and the keys for having a better life. So, Donna, please give your contact information and website where people can find out about you.
Yes, they can check more about me and contact me through my website at donnastellhorn.com.
Okay. And that's STELLHORN.com. So great.
Yes.
And I imagine you probably have a lot of information about feng shui and Chinese astrology that people can learn some more about it, plus your books, many, many books.
Yes. When I come up for the conference, I'm going to be talking about different cures for different signs, things that people can do in their homes to shift the energy for positive luck and love and money. For example, for those born in the year of the sheep, the love cure for them this year, now this year meaning 2015, is if they want to attract a new love, we often use artwork to shift the energy. So I'm going to suggest that they hang a picture of a bridge in their bedroom. And this bridge represents where they are and where they want to be and how easy it is to get from point A to loving relationship.
Well, and that could be used for a bridge for anything, right? Moving
yes.
from one to another.
But what I do
maybe
each
a new job.
Year... Yes, what I do each year is match the cure to the energy. So the cures are different each year. And that's a necessary thing because when you place a feng shui cure, anything, a crystal, lucky money frog, anything, you get an immediate bump up of the energy. But we get used to that bump up very, very quickly. And so it appears that the cure stops working. It's just because we got used to the more love or money. And so we need to do a new cure so that we can bump the energy up again.
Now, when you say cure, I haven't heard that term before. What do you mean with cure?
We call them cures. Sometimes they're called remedies. But what it is think of it as kind of like acupuncture for the home. So a cure is a symbol or an object that represents your goal, and we're going to place it in a specific place, like an acupuncturist's needle goes in a specific place in your body. This stimulates the qi energy and causes a shift. And it causes a shift on this very powerful level inside of us where we suddenly start making better decisions, we become more aware of opportunities, and we have the ability to bring those opportunities and manifest them.
Mm-hmm. So that's so it's interesting, you know, that Yeah, and it's about manifestation. So it's matching the feng shui cures with the Chinese. It's fascinating. I haven't heard this before about, you know, matching feng shui with Chinese astrology, and that just interests me. And so you're particularly doing it with the year of the sheep. But how about others who are? I mean, because we're going into the year of the sheep. But how about others? Like, say, I'm my birth year is the year of the ox. How do I handle that differently then with feng shui?
Yeah, for example, for ox, let's say you want to attract an abundance of money in 2015. Well, what I'm suggesting for ox this year, and again, when I say this year, I mean 2015, that is to hang a pair of fish. Now, this could be fish that are made of silk or wood or glass, or maybe it's two fish on a table, or maybe they're even live fish. Now, this is based on a Chinese idiom that says that if you have multiple fish, you have so much money, because the word for fish in Chinese sounds like the word for abundance, that you have so much money, you have leftover money. Now, this is amazingly effective. I had given this cure many years ago to a woman that was doing interior design, and she would place the fish, and she would get this run of business. Suddenly, there was so much, and then she would take the fish down, and she'd put it in a drawer. And then things would calm down again. She'd catch up, and then she would take the fish out and place them again by that front door. And then she'd get this burst of business again. And she did this for years until her business was just running like a clock.
Interesting. Okay, so I need a pair of fish by my front door?
Yes, in 2015.
Uh-huh.
So there are some things, though, that your listeners can do this year to attract money. And since money seems to be the theme for most people, I thought I would focus on this. Mm-hmm. Now, you're familiar with the Chinese coin, right?
The round
coin that has the square hole.
Right.
The interesting thing about this Chinese coin is that this is the round represents heaven and the square represents earth. And so it's bringing the ideal and the practical together. Plus, the fact that it has a hole in the center makes it really easy to hang. So getting a few Chinese coins, which you can find easily online or at bead shops, you can place Chinese coins on a string and hang them on doorknobs, on drawer pulls, on lamps. And what this does is, like attracts like, more money and money opportunities come through your front door.
And that doesn't have to be on or near your front door. That could be anywhere.
If it's near your front door, you're going to attract more new opportunities. If it's by your back door, you will attract money that is owed to you, you know, money that you were more expecting, the raise or that your friend repays a loan or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fascinating. And I just may try something like that. I probably have some Chinese coins because have a bunch of coins from many countries that I visited, so I'll have to dig out some Chinese coins and see what happens, and then hang a pair of fish after February 19th. This is but how about other signs? Because you're saying, you know, finances being a issue. How about other? You said for the ox a pair of fish, but would that work for other signs?
For other signs, I assign different cures that are more in harmony with the energy they need, because the energy of each sign is either in harmony with sheep or in conflict with sheep. So, for example, those born in the year of the dragon, I'm suggesting to attract money that they get the stone adventurine. It's a gemstone. It's a really pretty gemstone. It's in the quartz family, and it's this beautiful green with kind of this little shimmer to it. And you can find it in jewelry. You can find tumbled stones very reasonably. And you could take a few of those and place these stones by your front door, in your car, or by your computer to attract more luck with money.
That's great. I'm sure, you know, and people are often focused, especially in the holidays, because, you know, there's always a lot of expenditures, gifts and everything, and money is always an issue for people. So I'm sure you probably have more information for other signs in your books of what to do around money and all the different signs. So what about, I was trying to think of another, we already talked about the love cures.
Yes, in my book, I also have cures for protection, for career, to enhance an existing relationship, health and well-being, and also fertility. Now, I wrote a whole other book on fertility energy using feng shui and then those ancient cures that people like our great-great-grandmother would do, you know, like pomegranate seeds and sharing pomegranate seeds with your partner to invoke that fertility energy.
Mm-hmm. And getting to the last minute here, I want to talk about the power behind feng shui. And is science catching up with it that, you know, feng shui is more effective than we people have realized? Or, you know, I mean, some people are probably, you know, kind of skeptical about this meaning anything. But I think you also have a science stance about it.
Yes, it is so effective that studies show that nearly 100% of people are affected by their environment. I mean, just think of the different energies between a bank and a casino. And all of that is done through decor. The serenity of a bank and the frenetic energy of a casino is all because of what's surrounding us. We are so affected by our environment, and we need to use this ability and this tool to help ourselves.
Yeah, so I encourage people to check out your book. It's on your website, I'm sure, or well, several books that you have, and I imagine available on Amazon too. And, you know, see what can be done, especially if you're working on a certain issue, whether it's love or fertility or money. See what's needed to change your environment. I think is what you're talking about. You know, and when we clear up the clutter in our house, you know, we feel so much clearer. You know, we can feel that energy shift.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to be talking about all of this up at the conference. I'm so excited about coming.
Yeah, we're excited to have you too. So again, invite people to go to Donna's website, www.donnastellhorn.com. And also our website will be up soon. We're working on it right now. Next week, it'll be live for people to register. And that would be going to womanofwisdom.org. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Donna.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
Great. Okay, well, I am going to be bringing back my second guest today, is going to be Kat Cuervas, and we'll come back and find out what she is going to be doing at the conference.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
If you look on the back of a Galeos dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GaleosCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm very excited to introduce you to my next guest, Kat Cuevas. And she is a producer and co-owner of the internationally acclaimed Center Saint Burlesque Troupe. And she's going to be putting on the show Inheritance, Maiden Mother Crone at the conference. We have been going through a lot with you, Kat, this week, haven't we?
Yes, it's a delight to be here, Chris.
Yeah. Well, first, I need to tell a little bit more about you to everybody. You help people embrace and embody their feminine power and leverage it to lead. Kat yeah. teaches a cognitive, emotional, social, intuitive, and cultural competencies needed to facilitate systemic transformational change. And that's a mouthful after, you know, going from burlesque troupe to that, but that's because you also, you work in leadership. And Kat's websites are katcuevas.com, it's katcuevas.com. Mm-hmm. And you can also find her on inheritancemmc.com and centersaintburlesque.com. So Kat's given a workshop, Burlesque and Bequest, Rewriting the Inheritance of Women. And so we're excited about having you give a workshop, but also about having your show. So you tell us first about burlesque and why you chose this type of performance art to get your message across.
Sure, sure. Well, burlesque is a musical and dramatic style of performance art that was originally intended back in the late 1800s to make fun of a topic or a subject. It really has its roots in taboo social political commentary and relies heavily on satire and silliness to get a message across. More contemporary burlesque is also synonymous with storytelling, sensuality, and striptease in some cases. So I choose the medium of burlesque because it's so eclectic, for one, because it includes aspects of storytelling, process work, dance, ritual, puppetry, pageantry, song, spoken words sometimes, spectacle, humor, and just so much more. Ownership over women's bodies and reproductive rights and sexuality has been a long-standing issue and is still obviously a heated debate today. One of the quotes from audience members that I have really speaks to this, and the one woman says that she's seen undressed female bodies shamed and ridiculed, used to sell products as a source of inadequacy, used to attract attention, used on billboards, twisted and contorted digitally, magazines and such, and yet she could hardly think of any incidences in her life where female bodies were actively and intentionally used by the people in possession of those bodies for a deeply healing and forgiving purpose, and that it's a very profound and unusual action. I very much value the female form and my physical form, and value exploring femininity and physicality through the eyes of the female gaze, which is, I think, something really different than looking through the construct of femininity through the male gaze. And I believe if we're going to make a shift in consciousness and in policy and even in our own homes to liberate and celebrate the feminine, that it's urgent and imperative that we include the physical being as part of that. I think there's great significance, great literal and metaphorical significance, and to have the agency over if and when and how I reveal my ideas, my emotions, my physical being, or my spirituality to another person. I was chatting with another wonderful woman, Victoria Castle, a couple of weeks ago about transformation and how it really needs to happen in the body. It's one thing to change your thoughts or move through change from a heart-centered space, but it's also something that really needs to, I think, weave its way through the cells of your body, from your toes to your fingertips and every muscle in between, that your whole body must start to buy into that same transformation. And burlesque offers that opportunity to really include the physical female form in its presentation.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is a very, it's controversial. I mean, you know, we, we've been having, you know, reactions and within the committee and even people who saw the show of mixed feelings it's very impactful because it makes you have to think, like, why use this form? And is it, and some people are concerned, like, this is taking us backwards with all the women's lib and feminism and empowering women. And how does this fit in with women being objectified, you know, and women's bodies and the sexual objectification of women? So what do you have to say about that, to, you know, how do you talk to people about that, to why you feel your message and how you portray it is important?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think this is such an important question to ask, and the significance is really even in asking the question. And I'm really, really proud to work in a professional community of artists that engages in rigorous dialogue around this question often. And so as I define it, objectification is the act of treating a person as a thing, with disregard for their dignity, with disregard for their personal, intellectual, emotional, spiritual abilities. It's something that, it's an action that really minimizes agency and the voice of a person. And so I'm certainly not speaking for every burlesque artist. I can only speak for the work that Center State, my troupe, does. But what we do is we believe we create the exact opposite of that. Our performances are designed to give voice to the multifaceted qualities and personalities and stories and experiences of women. Through embodied storytelling, we challenge internalized oppression. We work and explore the range of experiences of being human, what that has to offer. And I think a key part there is also the creation of empathy. When you're creating empathy and an empathetic experience between yourself and an audience, I think that is a very key difference. And it's a common belief that the style of performance art is one that's designed for the consumption of men and has been used that way in the past and still is sometimes used that way today. And that if you're performing a piece that is in any way sensual or sexual or erotic in any kind of fashion, that it is for the attention and the acceptance and consumption of men. And again, while I can't speak for every performer, I know that for my troupe, for Sinner Saint, that's not true. It's a rare thing to see an example or an archetype even of an actualized, embodied woman full of agency. And it's unusual to see that kind of vulnerability and pleasure and creativity and power presented through the female lens. For me, I believe that, you know, the world can be a place where women are looked up to in business, and they're looked up to as social and spiritual leaders. And I believe that those women are also sexual creatures, and that they have the human right to be sexual beings and to be powerful and to be credible at the same time. And the work that I personally do with my art is to attempt to create prototypes of what that kind of woman looks like. I don't know that I have the role models. I haven't had those kind of role models growing up. I don't know that I have a strong vision of a concrete woman who is fully embodied in that way and sees her own construct of femininity. So I hope to inspire women to restore their wholeness and celebrate their sensuality and their bodies on their terms. And doing that through uncovering the stories about how women are allowed to express and experience their bodies and their desires and their pleasures and their erotic energy, and to identify who's creating those stories and for what purpose, and then to think, you know, what are the stories it's going to take to reclaim our bodies and our power? And what does that look like in real life, walking down the street? What does it look like in the grocery store? What does it look like on stage? That's what I like to share about my experience with that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know we had I had an email from somebody who, and I saw your show, The Inheritance, and a woman took her 14-year-old daughter, and she said it was the most powerful thing, and the discussions that she was able to have with her daughter afterwards was really amazing. Mm-hmm. And so it sparks conversation and mm-hmm. really looking inside of you know, about our physicality, about our sensuality and sexuality, as you say, and it really, you know, and it kind of triggers people, you know, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. I know after the performance at the conference, we're going to have a discussion afterwards so people can talk about it. So it's just an interesting process to go through, even for our committee to talk about having the show was a process that we had to go through and examining and what's right, because our, you know, and just even looking at, is it right for our community and all mm-hmm. this, are women are going to be accepting of this you know, it's just, and it's part of our work, and it's what you're talking about. It's part of our work to explore these issues and you know, you are in a sense sticking your neck out there of, you know, it's almost, you know, provoking that yes. discussion that's also so needed.
It's risky. It is. And I just have so much gratitude and pride in the women that I get to work with who are willing to take some of those risks, Jesse, and sometimes those risks will hurt and sometimes they'll be triumphant and We really just have to start a conversation. Yeah,
that's it, a conversation. Well, we're having a conversation now, and we're going to take a short break. This is Chris Danis with Voices of Women, and we will come back and talk more with Kat Cuevas.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. We've been having an interesting conversation with Kat Cuevas about burlesque and her burlesque show. And so, Kat, can you give your contact information and your websites? I know you have several where people can find out about the work you do.
Yeah, I sure can. So if you're interested in coming to the show that Women of Wisdom is putting on, you can go to www.inheritance.com. Letter M as in Mary, MC.com, inheritancemmc.com. There you can learn a little bit more about the show, what inspired the show, and our blog. My personal website is catcuevas.com, C-A-T-C-U-E-Z as in Victor, A-S as in Sam. There you can learn a little bit more about my leadership development work. And if you are interested in learning more about the burlesque troupe that I'm a producer of, you can go to sinnerfaintburlesque.com.
Okay, great. So you also have a book, and I'd love for you to talk about what has inspired you. All this work, and the book is also on this topic of empowering women and the burlesque.
Well, exploring the inheritance of women is something that really struck me and has really been calling to me over the past 2 years. And it's where the leadership development work, my performance art, and my social justice background have really converged in a unique way. And the original inspiration started out on the lawn at Seattle Center. My troop mates and I were sitting, having a snack, and reflecting on the stories that young girls and women are told about what it means to be a woman and what we're all learning about and inheriting about the construct of femininity. And we reflected on what we wanted to offer as inheritance to the world, as individuals and as a collective group, and what the world would look like if the integration and celebration of the feminine were the unquestioned state of being. What would the world look like if it were designed for the celebration of women and for the celebration of the feminine? And it's at that point then became our mission to create the show. And I wrote the book as a supplement for anyone who maybe isn't interested in burlesque and doesn't want to see the show, but still does want to really explore the stories about what it means to be a woman. And it's a beautiful piece that a bunch of women about what they've inherited, what they believe it means to be a woman, what they want their legacy to be, what are the pieces of inheritance that they wish they could return and re-gift maybe, or just get rid of forever. And they really offered some beautiful raw reflections. I'm so honored to have had a chat with them. And then at the end of the book, there is a little reflection guide for anyone whose medium would be more individual, personal reflection on the stories that they've inherited. And so that's where the book came from, and holding learning opportunities where we can facilitate reflection and look at a process and not just look at the intersection point between the archetypal stories we've inherited and the modern folklore we're trying to create, but to really deeply, emotionally, and spiritually engage in that conversation. And that's what really inspired the work I'm doing and my book.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talk about these stories, and we have a lot of collective stories, and some of them, are unconscious, and are they woven into our individual stories? So what are these stories that you embraced, like, in the show Inheritance? There's a lot of they're like little vignettes of different, because you're doing Maiden Mother Crone, so you're kind of going through the ages of what it means to be a woman, growing up as a little kid, and then in puberty, and being a mother, all that. So,
So on the surface, some of those stories look like one is what our relationships with our mothers are like, and how sometimes our mothers are the first introduction to what it means to be feminine, and we kind of take a spoof off the show toddlers and tiaras, and with regard to mothers on more of a shadow side, reflecting pageantry and the early sexualization of young girls. And we've got some other stories around sex education. You know, what does that look like? What could it look like to explore more than it does currently, and to explore what it would mean to celebrate the body and really learn about how our bodies are in relationship to other people. In the mother category, one of our pieces is on female competition. We have a PCA mom kind of poof little vignette. And another one that really honors the mom who's trying to do everything, who's frantic and who's sacrificing so much of herself that she begins to lose herself. And other pieces on what it means to age and to be less visible and to lose our memories and our sense of self, what it means to retire and not associate yourself with your job anymore and suddenly need a new way to make meaning of your life. And ultimately what it means to surrender your regrets, what it would look like if you were fully, fully, fully living your purpose and your authentic presence and your legacy in the world without any restraint. And I think what's really underneath most of those stories are some pretty heavy questions about, you know, are we good enough? Are we too loud? Are we too tall? Are we too smart? Are we too sexy? Are we too anything? And where does our self-worth come from? And, you know, is my intuition valid? And should I be responsible for the needs and happiness of everyone else around me? And should I love and accept myself? Like, is that an okay thing to do? And I think those are some of the stories and questions that are really at the core of how they manifest throughout kind of the modern story.
Mm-hmm. And so just one last question I want to ask you. What big mm-hmm. questions are you grappling with in your work right now?
These are the big questions to me. How can I celebrate and integrate the feminine better in my life and really exalt her? And how can we do it as a culture? And how can we help the newest generation of women begin to insist on themselves and insist on their self-worth and insist on their value and insist on self-love? And how can we collectively declare a new legacy for women? How can we create a new conscious story for the feminine? And then how do we build relationships with the masculine from this new feminine form? How can we really, you know, relate person to another person in a brand new way that we've maybe never done before in all of history? Who knows? But what if we could do that, and what would it look like, and what would it just look like for me, you know, in the next hour? How could I do that better or differently in a way that really promotes the liberation and healing for all of us? Those are my big questions right now.
And a lot of us are dealing with that and trying to make sense of it and how we incorporate our lives. And so thank you for contributing to that. Again, people can check out Kat's website, Kat Cuevas, CatCuevas.com, or Inheritance MMC, which stands for Maiden Mother Crone, .com. Yeah. Or check out her burlesque troupe, the SinnerSaintBurlesque.com website, and see how you feel about this topic and your reactions, and you know, if anything, it can instigate conversations with your friends. So I encourage that. So it was great to talk with you today, Kat, and we look forward to having you at the conference, and your workshop is going to be embracing all these topics too and questions. It's going to be exciting to have you at the conference. So our conference dates are February 12th through the 16th. Brochures will be mailed next week, and it'll be up on the website I'm not exactly sure what date, but it'll be, could be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, somewhere in there. And people can start registering. Actually, what's available right now is you can register for some specials. We have Gene Shinoda Bolin, and we have an early bird for December 1st special of basically you get the evening free of registering for the workshop. You get an evening and the workshop. It's at a special rate if you register by December 1st. So check that out on our website at womanofwisdom.org. And you can check out my website, chrysalisleadership.com, and see what I'm doing for women's leadership. And let's see, one other I do want to announce that we our call for healers and readers, body workers, tarot readers, all that for the conference. The deadline is November 21st. So just go to womanofwisdom.org and click on the conference 2015, and you will see the information there for the temple, and you can apply to be a part of the conference that way. So I hope everybody has a great weekend. Next week I will be interviewing two more presenters from the conference, and it's just, you know, they great women who are doing great work and contributing to empowerment of women. And one way to do that is sharing their gifts at Women of Wisdom. So thank you for being on with us today, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. Let me introduce you to my friends at Galeos Dressings and Marinades. In 1996, in Newport Beach, California, chefs Andre and Gordana, both schooled in European traditions, created the most incredible dressings and marinades. But they're not just dressings and marinades. Think about this. What if you could buy a dressing and a marinade that was low in fat, low in sugar, and by the way, had all of the juicy ingredients, no MSGs, no gluten, GMO-free, no artificial flavors, no colors or preservatives? Isn't it amazing? It's almost too good to be true. But find out for yourself. Go to GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com. And check out all of the dressings, all of the marinades, and order online for getting yourself free shipping. Or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. It is an incredible way to kick off this fall season.